Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Sugar Luchas, me, 801, if you are on the West Coast, 1001, if you are in Texas or any other part of the South, like Louisiana and Mississippi, and it is 1101, if you are on the East Coast, like New York, New Jersey. Yes, I do sound down. Please forgive me. I am... not really myself tonight. It's just a whole lot of bullshit. But I cannot fail because I promised myself as well as everyone else that I was going to start doing my shows like I'm supposed to do my shows. So here I am. Here I am to say the day. Oh, goodness gracious. So, everybody, how is everybody doing on Monday? It is 11 days in 2016. Can you believe it? Already 11 days into 2016. My first show was about New Year, New Me bullshit. So, you guys didn't listen to it. Try to listen to it. Today is show's going to be rather serious, unlike any show I've ever done before. If you are familiar in... I'm only familiar because my sister-in-law, Shio Chio, however she pronounces her name today, Siri, lives in Flint, Michigan. And if you've been looking at the news or somewhat of the news, you will notice that Flint, Michigan has a serious, and when I say serious, I mean they have a serious water problem where there is lead. And I mean, it's pathetic. If you know Siri, I'll definitely go to her her Facebook page and you'll see a little video of it. But this is going to be part one because I think this is going to be more than 30 minutes long. And since I was at the doctor today, he gave me some new meds and it's about to knock me the hell out. I'm going to only do 30 minutes of this, but we are going to talk about this again tomorrow. So this is going to be a two-parter. But again, if you've been looking at her page or even looking at what's going on, it's just sad. And I'm going to, instead of me trying to explain to you what's going on, I think I should let her talk about it because she's living it. This is not something that we're getting from, you know, reading a Google page or Yahoo page or an article. This is something where someone's actually living this. And as I said before, if you think that we're about to discuss what can't happen to you, think again. Because there are many major cities out there that could be affected by this. This is just one city that's affected. And the sad part about it is that the mayor seems not to give a, well, I'm sorry, the governor, I apologize, doesn't seem to give two shits in a blanket. So instead of me going on, but let's talk to her. Like I said, this will probably be more than likely a two-parter since I've only did a 30-minute, but without any further ado, let's bring her on and let her tell you what she and her family and others around her are experiencing as far as this this water situation. Hello, my dear. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me come on here and really, you know, tell the real deal story of what's going on, because I personally feel like me being American, and I feel like I live in a third world country right now. I'm not saying anyone who does live in a third world country, you got a bed, but I'm just saying that's how I feel right now.
Right.
You know? And so where do I begin?
Well, first,
okay,
about what we saw on your site, I mean, on your page with that water, that, let's start there.
Yes, let's start there. I'm doing my normal day activities because, you know, I have two small children. And so I'm running water for coffee because who doesn't wake up and need a cup of coffee? And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with my water? Why is it coming out like this? And why does it smell like death? Like it had, when you watch my video and we keep saying like it stinks, like we're not over exaggerating. The water stinks terribly. And that, like, for that whole day, the water came out in this urine, nasty, death, rusty, nasty color. It looked like pee. And this had went on for, like, a week or two. And we are complaining, oh, no, the water's fine. This is coming from then-Mayor Dane Walling, Republican. Let's just make that clear. Oh, the water's fine. We're just running some tests. We're just putting in chlorine to clean the water. Excuse me. I don't know about you, but when I hear chlorine, I think of a swimming pool. And everyone
right.
knows when you drink swimming pool water, you're either going to have the boo-boos or something. So I'm like, why are you putting chlorine in our, quote, drinking living water to clean it?
Right.
So this went on for a very, very long time. And everyone kept going down to City Hall with jugs of this water. And they're, oh, the water's fine. This is what we kept getting back each and every time we had a town meeting. The water's fine. And so eventually people from different states, different universities, Virginia Tech, Harvard came here, Erin Brockovich came here with her team. Different universities started testing our water secretly. And then they started to test a few groups of children that have been consuming the water since 2013. And the results that came back, 100% lead in our water. So that meant these small children from the ages of 3 to 9, 100% high toxic poisonous levels of lead in their bloodstreams. And high levels of lead, any level of lead for a human being is dangerous. You
right.
have... You have things that will happen like irreversible brain damage to a child. So this means later on down the life, behavioral problems. So this can mean you thinking a child is behaving badly, but really what's going on is something, he has lead problems. So what are they going to do? Be seeing that I live in a predominantly black neighborhood. So let's say this is a little boy, a troubled black male. Are you seeing where this is leading up to? This is bad.
Yeah.
And for months, for 2 years, the water's fine. Nothing's wrong with the water. No, we didn't switch the water. You're still getting our water from the Detroit pipeline, which was a bold-faced lie. We are getting Flint River water. If you right now Google Flint River water, you will see how General Motors dumped tons and tons of chemicals from their factories into the river. That's why the river is so nasty and murky looking. And it's been like that since the beginning of time when Flint was named Motor City. It had gotten so bad.
You had spoken to me earlier in regards to what was actually in that water. My mouth literally opened. Tell the audience what is in that water.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be totally honest. I'll be 30 on my birthday. Ever since I was a little kid, we have always known, do not go swimming in the water. Don't even touch the river water because, one, there are dead bodies in that water. This is a known fact. There are cars underneath that river. So if it's a car under there, so that means the oils and everything that's inside of a car has leaked out into that water. Like I said before, the chemicals from General Motors are in that water. We had a hospital here that would dump any and everything into that water to dispose of it. On top of the water going into these pipes that have not been used for 20 or 30 years that are lined with lead because they're old pipes. They're the original pipes that the city was founded on. So that back like in the 1920s. So just imagine a 1920 pipe. Yes, that's a lead pipe. And you are pumping water through this pipe, and the water is coming into the homes of people with children and elderly people who already more likely take a ton of medication anyway, but now their lead levels are just drastically high. And people are getting sick. People's skin is breaking out like it's some type of zombie epidemic. Like people, like their skin is coming off, and they have, and it's no way to like, what can you do? Put a Band-Aid on it. And the reason why they changed our water from getting it from Detroit is because of funding. Everybody is lacing their hands, lacing their pockets with money. But no, the money is not going to where it's supposed to go. So they turned our water off from the clean, clear source to this dangerous water for $100 extra every 2 weeks.
But the day you told me that you were you were supposed to be delivered cases of water. Tell us about that.
So last night, our beautiful governor who signed off on us to get this dangerous water to save us, that to save him that money, this crooked blue-eyed devil, yeah, I said it, said last night in a public statement, we are going to have the state police and the sheriff deliver to those areas that are hit the most. Cases of water, cases. Like when I say a case, I mean a whole case with about 12 packs, 16 packs, stuff like that, of water to your home with a water filter to go onto your tap. I'm being woke up. I go down, open my door. Hi, we're here to deliver your clean water. I said, okay, great, cool. She comes, the police officer comes back and hands me a Brita water filter and 2 16-ounce bottles of Kirkland water.
Repeat that.
I could have slapped her if she wasn't the police, okay?
Repeat that. She brought you what now?
She brought me a Brita water filter to put on the tap, okay? And 2 16-ounce bottles of Kirkland water. And it's 4 people in my house. It's me, it's my mother, and it's my 2 children. Now, I asked her, what am I supposed to sip and pass? Like this some damn Hennessy or something? What am I supposed to do with 2 bottles of water? Well, this is the clean water. I said, ma'am, please get off my porch. Because she the police, and I could have went to jail for slapping her because I really wanted to slap her because she looking at me like, well, it's water. But I'm looking at her like, girl, y'all say a case. What am I supposed to do with these 2 little bottles of water?
And see,
anyway, this is a joke.
That's what I was about to say. I'm not understanding the whole case of water situation when they're bringing you just these two little bottles of water. I don't understand. So my question, which I'm sure they are, how are you taking showers? Because even if you got a filter, we'll come talking about how the filter situation, told me about that, but how are you taking showers? Because if the water has that putrid smell and the color, if you guys haven't seen her video, please, this is her actual video, not a video she uploaded from someone else. But that because honestly, it looked like urine. It really looked like urine. How are you taking showers?
Well, my babies, because me and my babies are in school, I have to take at least, I have to get 5 gallons of water from the gallons. Like, I go to the store and I buy gallons of water. And I have to, like, girl, this is like some slavery shit. I have to warm it up and wash my babies. Okay. Me? I ain't gonna get off until I had to take a shower, honey. We ain't gonna talk about me, baby. But, that's a little graphic. But, you know, just, okay, we're gonna leave it like that. I have to get gallons of water. Think about warming up fucking gallons of water, sugar. Okay. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
This is 1800. This is what they did back in the Pilgrims, honey. No, God, I paid for a house with a bathtub. Girl. And this is the thing. Okay, I'm going to tell you about this. Let's explain about this. I went out. And I went and bought all the Brita filters, the ones that you screw on a tap, and I got the one that you actually go down to your water pipe in your basement and you screw it on. I've had to change my things every 2 weeks. And the first time I changed it, I said, now the box said that this should last me 90 days.
Right.
2 weeks ain't 90 days. And the stream had became very, very weak. And I'm like, this is taking forever to fill up water. So I took off the filter. I made sure I drained it, and I took off the filter. It was so heavy. And so I said, okay, something not right. So I took it back to Home Depot, and he said, ma'am, this is full of lead. This is why it's so heavy.
And this is within 2 weeks that it was full of lead.
This is 2 weeks. No bull, no lie. This is 2 weeks. And I'm like, this is unreal. But they kept, like, I keep going, I'm going to have to go back to this. They kept telling us nothing was wrong with the water since 2013. It just came out that something was wrong with the water in 2015.
Now, I have a question.
So look at that time gap. That's wrong.
Right. I have a question. If say for if you're in a hotel and I know it's going to be like it's the same water, but if you are staying, say, in a luxury hotel in your area, what are they doing? Because there is no way that someone's going to stay in a luxury hotel and you know, have the conditions of having this kind of water. So is their water filtered out differently than those of the residents? Or do you know?
So what I have learned about the hotels is that their corporation, if it's a corporation type hotel, like Holiday Inn, Marriott, things of that nature, then they have already taken the precautions to being able to put high-powered filters on their water. Because at one point it was being asked, okay, the city is going to have to pay for people to take time to go to hotels and bathe. But, of course, they weren't going to pay for that. They wouldn't.
Right.
That got thrown out the window immediately.
Of course not.
Okay. So, no, hotels are taking all because they don't want to lose their business. Because we do get a lot of outside corporate-type people that have to fly into Flint, go to different type of meetings and things, and then fly back out, but they have to stay at a hotel. So they weren't going to lose their coin about no water. but us people that are that live in urban areas are who are suffering. And it's not only black people that are suffering. There are white people and Mexicans that are really suffering behind this water situation. And it's really, really sad.
And now, I have heard that the filmmaker, and I guess he used to be a Flint native, Michael Moore, has been, I guess, actively trying to get a call on the governor to be jailed, actually, is what I was is that correct?
Yes. Michael Moore has taken out a very huge, big petition to get Governor Rick Snyder impeached and imprisoned, which he needs to be. Because just because Dane Walling, the former mayor, just because he signed for it to have the water switched off from Detroit Pipeline, Rick Snyder okayed it, knowing the problems that the water had. So I feel like him, I feel like Rick Snyder, the city councilman, Dane Walling, and the agricultural control, Joshua Reddington, all of them need to be jailed and tried. Because this is we are poisoned. Literally, we are poisoned by this water. It's sad. It's really, really sad.
Now,
like, this is something this is out of the world.
Right. Guess I was about to say, you and I were talking earlier in regards to something I kind of chuckled at, and you were like, no, it's for real, because we were talking about The Simpsons. If anyone's ever seen The Simpsons, which I'm sure you have, the three-eyed fish, and you were saying that is an actuality where you reside.
That's an actual thing. Like, you know, people, we have a very high level of homeless individuals in our city. Yes, we do. And the one thing, I mean, I live in Michigan. That's home of the Great Lakes. You can go anywhere. You can be homeless in Michigan and still eat, because if you got a fishing rod, you can go catch and get some fish. You don't eat. But in Flint, I would see people standing at the river, downtown at the river, fishing. And so I remember going down there and a man pulling up a fish. What's the name? It was like a bluegill. And the fish had like a bajillion eyeballs. And I'm like, I'm like,
not
no, that's
funny,
that.
But it's like
funny,
a.
It, it's like, what's that?
It's funny.
That
because
you better not eat that.
Right. When you watch like The Simpsons, you see that, you know, that three-eyed fish. You're thinking, wow, comedy is best cartoon world. But when it comes to you really seeing something like that in real life, that it's no longer a comedy. It's like
it's
kind of
like
scary.
You freaked out. Yeah, you're like. And I looked at him like, you gonna eat that? Put that back, please. Put that back. I will go to Rowley's and get you a meal, honey. Put that back.
Oh God.
Oh sugar. And this is the message that I have for everyone, because I'm very big in my community. I believe and finding out what's going on. And I'm very big on helping my neighbors, because there's a lot of elderly in my neighborhood, and I don't mind lending a hand. But
right. What
I want for people to start doing, getting more involved in your community. If something don't sound right, if something don't look right, find out when your town hall meetings are, because they do discuss it. And you do
right. Get
a time period where you can get up and walk to the podium and ask them questions, and they have to answer you. And if you can't make it to the town hall meetings, you can go down to City Hall and set up meetings to meet with them. They have to eventually answer you. But find out what's going on in your community, because this can be you. This can happen to your
mm-hmm.
town.
Exactly.
You know. And, you know, me being a parent, I am terrified for my children. I know you people are saying, well, you got to move, you got to move, you got to move. You got some moving money?
Shit. Exactly. Exactly. And it doesn't solve the problem. I know, you know, if you move, you know, you can say, oh, well, I've moved, it's no longer my problem. But the fact of the matter is, it's still your problem.
It's because, still my problem, you know, because I don't know when later on down the line my children will start showing signs of them being poisoned by this lead water. Now, my question is, now when this comes up, let's say, okay, my son is 6, my daughter is 3. Later on down the line, 10, 11, 12 years old, when maybe this maybe start happening, them showing signs that there's something wrong, who who got some insurance money? Are y'all gonna, you know, are y'all gonna refund me, cut me a check, so I can get the proper care for my children?
Exactly.
That's the question.
And why should you have to go through that anyway? You should not have to be worried about trying to get, you know, in the long run, trying to get some type of proper care for your children for something of this nature. Because this is something that this is something everyone should be, as an American, as a citizen, you should be able to have clean water. I mean, seriously, this is outrageous. This is absolutely insanity. We only got 3 more minutes left, and I know there's a lot more that you want to talk about this. If you would be kindly enough to come on tomorrow as well, so we can finish up now. I wish I had done an hour of it, as I always say that, but because I'm sure that they would like to hear more. Because, like I said earlier, if you don't think this cannot happen to you, it can't. Or to someone that you know, or someone that you care about. This is something major. Lead and water, this is something major. And if it's happening in Flint, it can happen anywhere. This is just it's not isolated. You know, I'm sure there's other, you know, states, other little cities that no one's really looking at. But since this is such a major issue, and all this attention is brought to it, is probably the reason why this is on the front run and we're seeing it. But I'm sure that there's other little cities or little towns that this is happening to and no one's seeing it because it's not a major stake and no one's saying anything about it. I'm sure that's the reason. But if you can come back tomorrow, I really would appreciate it.
Of course. And if anyone has any questions, just say
yes.
It's a lot of organizations here that are taking donations or anything like that to help families in need of clean, clear water. Please contact me, and I will definitely send you in the right direction. But I would most definitely be back tomorrow because in the morning they're going to have a press conference. And so I'm going to take notes, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to deliver everything that happened at the press conference.
Wonderful. So we'll
thank you for having me on, sis.
Oh, no, Cici, thank you for coming on. Because like I said, as soon as you talked about this, something major, like I said, I would hate to hear some, because I have family that's, you know, in the South, and I know they could give two shits in a blanket about people in the South, and I could just see something like this happening to them. So this is something, like I said before, it's not isolated. I'm sure it's not isolated. Well, we will see us back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So make sure that you listen. As always, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening. You could be anywhere you wanted to tonight, but you decided to be with me. You guys, I'm so discombobulated. Anyway, as always, thank you. And, of course,
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, 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 want. I've been waiting all night for you.